Hi, we're here with Michael Brown, Vice President at Golden Bear Insurance Company. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to talk about five lessons learned from the recent California wildfires and what insurance professionals should take away. So, Mike, I'm going to leave it to you and just ask you to go ahead and start with number one.
I think the first thing we're learning is the ability of the residual market in California to respond. The California FAIR Plan is being, I guess the term would be, inundated with new applications following the severe wildfire seasons, both in 2018 and 2017, which are driving admitted markets out of the brush-exposed urban wildland interface homeowners business. In addition to the FAIR Plan, we have a number of non-admitted markets. You know, Lloyd's of London is very active in that space. But it's a great example of the system working the way it's supposed to. Admitted markets have, pardon the pun, been burned by this business and have pulled away a little bit. And the FAIR Plan and the surplus lines markets are stepping in to fill the void.
That's great. Well, how about the second lesson that can be taken away from this?
I think it's a great opportunity for California in particular to revisit building codes and requirements for more fire resistive construction in the urban wildland interface. These are areas that don't necessarily have paid professional fire departments nearby. There are going to be delays in getting fire support there. There's a lot of fuel load in the environment. So making each home as able to withstand heat and fire as possible might help mitigate some of these losses. We're talking about minimizing or eliminating things like redwood decks and lattices, wooden fences that approach the house, wooden eaves and overhangs around the house, attic vents that allow heat and flame into the attic space, and of course, a non-combustible roof cover to keep embers that blow in from being able to start a fire readily.
And number three?
Number three, I think it's a great opportunity for us to learn a little something about forestry management. In the last 30 or 40 years, we have done a great job of reducing logging with an emphasis on protecting the environment and keeping sustainable growth in our forests. The pendulum may have swung a little bit too far because we have, depending on who you talk to, from a couple million to many million dead trees standing in forests in California. A live tree burns relatively slowly. It's hard to get the fire started. A dead tree burns like a match. These dead, unharvested trees are creating an opportunity for fire to really get a foothold, and if there happens to be a number of them in a small area, build up enough heat and enough momentum to catch the live trees nearby on fire. So I think the takeaway here would be for the U.S. Department of Forestry and California's Department of the Interior, Agriculture, whoever it is that's in charge of that Cal Fire, to step in and say we need some responsible harvesting of deadfall and dead standing trees just to help minimize the fuel load and maybe slow down some of these wildfires as they're spreading.
The fourth lesson?
I think the fourth lesson, and quite possibly the most serious out of the group, is for the insurance carriers to really monitor their spread of risk. What used to be considered safe from conflagration, these would be homes in some sort of a community with fire hydrants and a fire department, such as Paradise in California. We're now seeing, with the severity of wildfires in the last few years, these small communities can be overwhelmed and virtually destroyed by wildfire, which is just moving faster and hotter than even a paid professional fire service with hydrants and access to water can prevent. We saw a company not too far from where our company lives in Merced get themselves in over their heads with too many losses from the campfire around Paradise. We've also seen an AM Best update this morning. Another carrier has had their outlook turned to negative due to losses from the wildfires exceeding expectations. So spreading risk, making sure that as a carrier you're not taking on more exposure than you can reasonably handle, is going to be a very important lesson to carry forward for all of us.
And the fifth lesson learned.
I think the last thing I would want to leave you with goes out to the agents and brokers out there. There are still an awful lot of people with homes and businesses in these brush-exposed urban wildland interface areas who need insurance. It's not going to be as easy to place that insurance as maybe it was 3 or 5 years ago before the conflagrations we've seen in 2017 and 2018. So be ready to dig in a little bit. It's going to be a little bit harder work to find the right coverage and the right carrier. These people need the insurance. The insurance is out there. It's just going to take a little extra effort to connect the consumer with the right insurer.
Well, this has all been great, Mike. Really helpful and really enlightening. Thank you for being here and speaking with us.
Thank you again for having me. It's always a pleasure.